The world's a better place because you are here to join us. My name is Matt Brown, and I am the host of the Productive Conversations podcast. Very special edition. Taking a little break from tweet capping and talking about what's trending. We're going to talk all lists today. Top 10 lists, 10 things lists, all of that. We did it last summer. Was a success. And let's do it again. And also, I am recording in a different spot today, so I can watch the Knicks and NFL draft. And the New York Giants select Malik Nabers from Louisiana State University, a wide receiver. And we are going to see what we could do with Daniel Jones. Spank was completely wrong on the draft show with that and Marvin Harris Jr. And instead, we got Malik Nabers, and the future is bright for the Giants. I will talk to you all about that on Wednesday. And if anything else crazy in the Knicks or NFL draft, you will see my reaction. Knicks leading by 3 at half. Ryan, what's going on? How are you?
I am not as good as you are, Matt. You look absolutely giddy about the New York Giants selection. So I'm going to take that to mean this is what you were hoping for and more. But other than that, I'm good, Matt. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I did not want J.J. McCarthy. As I said in the draft show, didn't do much in Michigan besides hand off the ball and throw short passes. And somehow, from an endorsement from his old coach, everybody thought he is a top 10. Everybody thought he's a first-round pick. And already 6 picks in, 3 quarterbacks were selected, and he wasn't one of them. So it's interesting to see where they go from there. And so lots going on. But main thing, you, me, and Ryan talking things list. And it was a slow week, so nothing too crazy. But, yes, very happy. So let us get our list going, everybody. And so this is what we're going to do. Like I said, lists. I am going to give Ryan some lists. I'm going to give you some things to talk about. And we'll get some top 10 lists going here and make some reels out of this. So, Ryan, are you ready to begin this list show?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's get it, as the kids say. All right, my first list for you. All right, here we go. The first list to discuss. Ryan, can you name me 10 of the best-selling souvenirs around the world? This isn't the top 10. Just name me 10. It can be anything. Think about any type of gift in this world. And we're going to name 10 of them.
And souvenirs, specifically, though.
Souvenirs from literally all over the world. Their countries are represented from, I see, the United States and Spain and Germany. Think about what people get from these countries. And then we'll go from there. So here we go, Ryan. Name me 10 of the most popular souvenirs around the world.
All right, we're going to start off with shot glass. That has to be on there.
Okay, shot glass. I don't have any shot glasses.
Really? Every place has those branded shot glass. Every single airport, every single gift store. You're telling me no to shot glasses.
No to shot glass, at least on this list. This list is provided by Vacations and Travel Magazine.
All right, Vacations and Travel Magazine. I'll take your word for it. Maybe my friends just have a drinking problem. Well, I don't know. Let's go keychain. Something that you just pick up at the airport.
No keychain here.
Jeez. Okay, hold on. I have to recalibrate. T-shirt. That's on there. If that's not on there, then I don't even know what's on this list.
I don't have t-shirts here.
Okay.
Try to think, try to think of states of country stereotypes as a way. For instance, what could a Cuban, we'll have to give
okay,
away
got
one
you,
of
got you. That's fine. I get what you're saying. I'm being too generic. I'm thinking of things you can do anywhere. So
yeah.
To answer, before you say, if you're going to Cuba, you bring back cigars. I mean, that's what you do.
That's right.
Right.
That's so number cigars. One. Love that. Cigars.
Okay. You're going to France. You bring him home cheese.
All right, do I have cheese for France? Here are my lists.
You have cheese from anywhere.
I do not have cheese on this specific list.
Okie doke. If you go to... Let's see here. If you go to Asia, right? You're in Japan. What do you ever bring back from Japan? Clothing or one of those fans or clothing.
Very
clothing.
Famous. I think we might have even done this in art class at elementary school with the Miss Haney, hopefully she's well.
Very famous. We may have done it in elementary school. And it's from another country.
Yeah, specifically Japan.
Okay. Origami. You're
That's
in Japan, right? Yeah.
Origami paper. That's number two.
Origami. All right. Let's head back to the UK for a second. If you're in London, right? You're going to Britain. I'm sorry?
It rains a lot in London. What do you usually get?
It does. They have those black umbrellas, right?
Yes, umbrellas.
Those are famous. Yep.
That'll count. We'll count that. Umbrellas.
If it's from London, they're the black ones. It's a specific thing.
When you talked about France, it might not be cheese, but it's another famous clothing item.
Ooh, what are those hats called?
Starts with a B.
Beret, right?
That's
the hat,
yes.
Yeah.
That's your fourth one. We'll add to the list to warm you up.
Okay. If we head on down to South America, what are we bringing home from South America? Tequila? We got cigars. Is
no
there any tequila down there?
We do have on this list at least one spirit I'm seeing.
Okay.
And
rum.
Yes, rum.
There
That's you go.
The other one you bring from the Caribbean. Rum from the Caribbean.
That's right. Rum. And we have one more. But it's not a spirit. It's not wine, but it's
beer.
From
Germany?
Yes.
Okay.
Six.
I would love to go to Oktoberfest.
Me too.
A boomerang from Australia.
That actually is true. Boomerangs. I had no idea that was a thing. Are they famous for their boomerangs?
Oh yeah. That's a huge part. That's an Australian thing. You won't find those anywhere else, really. All right. So we're at seven now. If I'm back in Asia, where else would I be going in Asia? I don't know if I'd be going anywhere else in Asia. Like, I'm trying to think of what would be on a top 10 list.
Yes.
All right, heading back. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Why don't we go with Korea? What could you get at Korea?
Oh, Korea. Okay, so Korea is on the list. What would you get
you
from
hit
Korea?
seven so far.
Yeah, I know. What would you get from Korea? I mean, Korea's known for its food, but you won't bring
what type
that
of
home
drink?
With you. Drink.
I don't know if this is famous enough to.
I mean, it's not an alcoholic beverage, right?
I don't think so. You
so
know,
I can't. Well, sake is Italian. Sake is Japanese, I think. So
yeah.
It's not that.
You don't drink coffee. You usually drink what from Korea?
Oh, tea.
Korean
tea?
Tea.
Yeah. What's that?
Right,
what's the Korean tea called? There's a name for it. Okay. I think a lot of these are going to end up in Europe again. Still. So going through the European countries, what we have, Italy. Is there anything you'd bring back from Italy? We've already said wine from France. Oh no, we haven't said wine yet. Wine from
wine's
Italy?
here. No wine here.
No wine. Okay. And no wine or cheese. Two things, by the way, that I would 100% bring back from Italy.
So it's more the thing from Italy is more of a culture thing. You would see it in the theater.
I mean, obviously a film if you've seen it in the theater, but
or you might see a play or musical or opera, and you wear something.
If you go out, all right. So if you're going out to a musical or an opera, you'd have to wear a fancy dress or a fancy tux. So fine clothing.
Not that, but what else could you wear? Think of the movie Eyes Wide Shut. Or
a mask, the masquerade mask, a mask.
But there's a specific word for it.
There's a specific word for the masquerade mask.
Yes.
May have to come back to this one because I can't right now.
It's an A. It starts with a V.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll have to come back. So I can't count the Venetian.
Can't count that. I missed the Venetian mask. That's all right. All right. One last one, though, right?
Two more. I'll give you major hints on this one.
All right, let's hear it.
From Mexico, what could be something famous from Mexico? Jason Kelsey was seen with.
Oh, a lucha mask. Lucha mask.
That and one more.
Okay. Maple syrup from Canada.
That's right. That's actually one. There you go. All right. Nice little warm up, if you will.
I can't believe it took me that long to get the maple syrup. I should have gone there first.
So, the next list. Very excited to do this one. All right, here we go. All right, Ryan. All right, let me explain this. This is a top 10 list. I want you to name the top 10 highest grossing media franchises. And what does that mean exactly? So, like, this is number 11. Harry Potter has made over $32 billion. So, think of the entire world. Think all, not think about movies, TV, film, comics, all of that. And we have a top 10 list here. I'm pretty sure you can get all of these highest grossing media franchises specifically. And think of it as a whole. And like I said, Harry Potter is 11 at 32
Harry
billion.
Harry Potter's 11.
So think That's about not only money. The movies.
So it's got to be bigger than Harry Potter. Yeah, it's got to be bigger than Harry Potter. All right.
10 of 10 things bigger than Harry Potter.
Yeah. So let's kick it off with some of the, I think they're on this list for sure. Maybe they're not number one. We have to look at Star Wars.
Star Wars is number 5 at $70 billion. As a 24, by the way.
Okay. We got to go Marvel.
Be middle-born specific with Marvel.
Oh, so Marvel together is not counted. Okay. Right. Like the Avengers then.
But what are they a part of?
The Avengers? Marvel superheroes?
Yes. What the biggest franchise?
Disney?
No.
Marvel superheroes.
It's an acronym.
Acronym?
You really don't getting this?
An acronym for Marvel?
Marvel Cinematic Universe. I should take that. MCU is number 10 at $35 billion.
No, my shit counts. Marvel is the MCU.
No, it doesn't. You said Marvel, but not the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, Marvel just includes more things. I got comic books in mind. But
this
anyway,
one
fine,
is MCU.
Enough. All right, so where is the MCU on this list? It's got to be close to the top.
No, it is 10. You already got it. Marvel Cinematic Universe is 10. That's the highest media franchise.
Okay.
And Marvel itself, not here.
Not here. Interesting. You'd think Marvel would be bigger than MCU, but that's interesting. All right. So those are the two obvious ones.
All of these I would say are pretty obvious if you really think about it, with the exception of one. Maybe you get, maybe you don't.
Okay. For going
and you have to be specific, and like Disney isn't a franchise. Warner Brothers
isn't
a franchise.
Yeah, those are studios. That's different. That's too much.
I will say with one hint, there's something within Disney that's very big. And this counts as a franchise. You think about all the major Disney franchises and think about this one as a whole. So we're staying on it.
Okay. Like, well, Mickey Mouse is that?
Mickey Friends.
Mouse, yeah.
That's 4. $74 billion. But this I was specifically thinking of, pretty much you grow up with it if you're a certain type of person, usually. Maybe, I don't know, the world's different now, but definitely people our age and older, a lot of these people grew up with this Disney franchise. It's iconic.
Iconic Disney franchise from when we were kids.
Yeah, I would assume that's still big now, but it's made $46
billion. $46
billion. Probably, you literally, from, if you're a girl, up until maybe 12 years old, you maybe
so it's gotta be it's gotta be the Disney princesses, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
They're number 8, they're number 7 at $46 billion.
Yeah, that's like it's weird that became its own franchise. Like it, but it did. They make things Disney princesses now. You know what I mean? Like it was a big deal. Anyway, okay. I'm gonna leave. Is this global?
Global.
I'm just gonna leave the I'm going to take a swing here. Is like the World Cup or FIFA soccer on here?
No, I have no sports here.
Okay, that was my swing. I was like, there's either no sports on this list or that one's definitely on there. All right, another big global franchise.
Yeah.
Could probably be, well, this is technically Disney too, but what, maybe,
Perhaps. We also have a shocking Michael Penix Jr. going to the Falcons despite signing Kirk Cousins in the offseason. That's actually a pretty big move. How about that? So maybe we see a quarterback battle.
Quarterback? Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk Cousins. He's fun. He seems like a chill dude. I won't lie.
Now he has some competition. So Michael Penix Jr. picked at 8 for the Atlanta Falcons.
How long was Cousins' contract for, do you know?
4 years.
Well, okay. I thought maybe it was like a quick contract they wanted, you know. Wanted their backup. But no, 4 years, that's a long enough contract. Yeah, that could be a real
competition.
That's
a long
there.
Time to have a backup, too.
I to agree. Stay.
We will see
what about Pirates
out.
Of the Caribbean? That's a big one, right?
I don't have
that's
that
a lot
on
of merch.
Here.
I'm going merch. That's where my head is at. I'm thinking
yeah, that's
T-shirts.
A good, that is a good way. I will say I'm debating two of these. We'll save at the end. I don't think you'll get, no offense. I don't know what these even are.
That's
but I assume they're big overseas.
Overseas. Let's
we'll
try
to get the other ones real quick.
Yeah. Let's try SpongeBob.
No
SquarePants.
SpongeBob. Nope,
ooh,
I don't see SpongeBob on this list.
That's surprising.
The lowest on this list is Call of Duty at $20
billion. $8 billion on Call of Duty. Oh. Well, if Call of Duty's on there, is Fortnite on there?
No Fortnite.
That's a big brand too. Sorry, go ahead.
I will say, keep video games in mind for some of this top 10.
All right, if we're going video games, what about 2K?
No.
Okay, that's sports. That's kind of sports. Mario, Super Mario.
That's
Bros.
Right.
Yeah.
Mario is 9 at $38 billion. Now we also have Roma Duse go to the Bears, so Caleb Williams gets a big deal. Michael Penix's go-to receiver. There's another one there. Okay,
besides
so going on.
What about this? What about we'll do one more video game and then we'll hop off if I'm wrong. What about Sonic the Hedgehog? He's got
no
movies
Sonic.
And stuff too. Interesting. Okay. Let's hop back to. Is this? I don't know if this is a media franchise, so maybe not. I was gonna say Barbie, but Barbie's really
Barbie
not. Barbie's
is not
only
in
merch.
The top 10, but it's on this list at $24 billion, $24.7 billion.
Again, interesting. What about? And I just said no more video games, but we'll go back to video games one more time. Grand Theft Auto.
I'll say number no Grand Theft Auto. The number one has a lot of video games, a lot.
Number one has a lot of video games within it.
It has video game. We might, just to move this on,
yeah,
I'll just give major hits. For number one, we have a lot of video games, a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows. In fact, they have iconic video games. This is the biggest at $140 billion, almost, no, not almost, about $50 billion more than number two.
Oof. And you said they, it's multiple people.
Oh, yeah. This is from Japan.
Power Rangers.
No.
Pokemon.
That's right. Pokemon All right. is your highest grossing media franchise at $140 billion.
Power Rangers on there?
Power Rangers on the top 10.
Might as
Let
well
me just
lock
go
it.
Through the two. Let me go through what we haven't said. We have number two. Girls love this as growing up. It's pretty. It's one of the most iconic brand pictures.
Also out of Japan?
Yes.
Hello Kitty.
That's right. Number two, Hello Kitty, $89 billion. Number three, it's a Disney franchise. You love these characters. You absolutely love them. If you don't, you don't have a soul.
Oh,
literally the nicest characters.
The nicest Disney characters.
And the New York Jets are trading their 10th spot to Minnesota. Looks like they're about to get a quarterback, I would think, with this trade. And Jets trading down and switching with them.
Nicest Disney characters.
It's one of the oldest as well.
All right, but it's not Mickey and Friends. Pass. What's the next one? We'll get back. We'll come back to it.
Well, we got Mickey Mouse and we got Star Wars. I don't think you're going to get Ann Pan Man. So we're going to go with that.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Ann Pan Man. I don't know.
Ann Pan Man. Where is he from? Do we know?
No, it must be.
At T Tweecap. Let us know who the hell that is. And what's the last one?
You're at Disney Princesses. I don't think you're going to get Jub Comics, Mario, and MCU. So last one is this third.
This third one is the last one. Okay. Likeable Disney characters. I'm going to fucking be mad.
There was a remake. There was a spinoff movie that was heavily panned. This franchise is in public domain.
Winnie the Pooh? No.
That's right. Number three.
Oh, okay.
Winnie the Pooh at $76 billion.
I didn't know Disney had Winnie the Pooh at any point in time, to be honest with you.
Really?
This yeah,
whole time
I
we never knew
I don't
Disney
know.
Had Winnie the Pooh?
Nope.
That's how I knew it was. I associate Winnie the Pooh. You literally didn't see him at Disney World?
I'm sure I did, but like in my mind, I never connected Winnie the Pooh to Disney. That was, for what I don't know where it was not connected to anything. It was just connected to Winnie the Pooh. It was its own like entity. If you said where did you watch Winnie the Pooh, I would have probably just named what Disney, Nickelodeon, or Cartoon Network. I would just picked a random one. I don't remember where I watched it. PBS. Mm-hmm. Winnie the Pooh. I should have. That was a good one. And they are. You're right. That is some of the most likable people. I almost went Sesame Street, but I knew they weren't Disney, so I was like, it can't be Sesame Street because they're Muppets. So.
So, Ryan, name me the top 10 highest-grossing horror films adjusted for inflation. So, adjusted for inflation. So, you will have a mixture of recent films and old films. So, let's do it. The highest-grossing horror films ever.
Sure, Halloween.
For inflation. And J.J. McCarthy is going to the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh.
That's their problem now.
Halloween, the movie Halloween.
The movie Halloween, to my surprise, is not on this list.
All right, that's fine. Let's go Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, I'm afraid, is not here.
Okie doke. Gonna have to recalculate here because those are the two of the biggest ones ever. But we'll go for the trifecta. Nightmare on Elm Street. Let's just see.
Nightmare on Elm Street, I don't have here.
Okay. So let's go a little bit more modern, right?
Yes.
More modern thriller or more modern horror movie. The Conjuring.
No Conjuring.
Paranormal Activity.
Nope.
Scream.
Scream, no Scream.
Chucky, Child's Play.
Nope.
No. Tremors.
I don't know who that is. No Tremors.
No, they made like four movies, so I was like, maybe just by sheer numbers.
Yes, and remember, this is a single film, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, so, this isn't a franchise. This isn't a franchise.
No, definitely wouldn't be Tremors.
Single
now.
Films.
The Thing.
No, not The Thing.
I'm naming some really good horror movies right now, Matt. I'm not going to lie to you.
But there's even more that have made more money.
More money, yeah. So if not The Conjuring, what about, what's her name? The doll. Annabelle.
No Annabelle.
Mm. Okay. No Annabelle. No The Conjuring. Oh, The Woman in Black.
Woman in the Black.
That was another good one. This is insane. I mean, that's not a horror movie.
What were you gonna say?
I said I guess it kind of is Jaws.
Yes, it is. Jaws is number two. And I don't think we're going to get the sequel, but Jaws 2
is also on there.
Yes, number okay. right behind it. So Jaws 1 and 2 are numbers 2 and 3 on the list.
Okay, good to know. Alien.
Yes, 5.
Okay. Predator.
No Predator.
Alien versus Predator.
No.
Is Terminator a horror movie? I wouldn't say so, but...
I would say more sci-fi, but no.
I would too. I would also say Jurassic Park is not a horror movie.
Nah.
But,
science fiction.
Yeah. Okay. What's the biggest horror movie that came out recently?
Let me say the most recent film came out in 2019. It is a sequel. And the original is in this list as well. Now, remember, which came out in 17.
Hold on before we get there. Adjusted for inflation. What about Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No.
Really? Okay.
Did you, by the way, you mentioned The Conjuring, right?
I said The Conjuring, yeah.
Sorry, that's 14.
Okay. I was like, there's no way that string of movies had zero hits. I was like, that's a ton of really good movies.
Specifically the first one.
Can I ask, just so you know, I mentioned the three heavy hitters, right? Are they on this list, just not the movie that I mentioned? Jason, Freddy, and Mike Myers?
No.
They don't appear at all?
No.
Okay. Just thought I would check. What was it? Not Silent Hill. What's the video game one? There was a video game horror movie that was made not that long ago. Resident Evil. Blade.
Resident Evil Afterlife, that is a 15. And no Blade. Okay.
God. So we got Resident Evil Afterlife. We've got Conjuring at 14. We have Jaws and Jaws 2.
those are the actual. You have Jaws, Jaws 2, and Alien.
Alien, yeah. What am I scared of? Okay. What about What about I See Dead People. The Sixth Sense.
No Sixth Sense. There's another 1999 movie that came out that's on this list.
Another 1999 horror movie. But it's not The Sixth Sense. Goodness. What about It?
That's right.
It is number four. And is It the one that sequel is right after it?
Yes, It 2 at number 8. So you got 2 okay. right there. It 2 at 4. Sorry, It 4 and It 2 at 8.
Okay, so we've got 5 of them thus far. Come on. I want to break 50% on this list before we get the big hints where you tell me the actor's name, but backward. Let's go real old first. No, it hasn't been any of the old ones.
I know
this is
just real old for this one.
I was going to say Psycho.
51 years old.
I was going to say Psycho.
No Psycho.
Or The Birds.
No.
Okay.
The oldest film is 73, and that's actually number one.
73.
It is definitely one of the greatest, if not the greatest, horror movie of all time.
My opinion is Halloween is the. I mean, it's certainly the greatest slasher film of all time. But anyway, okay. 73. What was like another cultural? You said none of the Paranormal Activities. You said that, which that's surprising. Oh, Blair Witch.
That is on the list at number 9.
Yeah. Okay.
Good work.
So we did it. We broke that 50%. That's a big one. But let me try one. Maybe not. One more. I got one more in me. All righty. God. I really like horror movies. And I thought when you said this that I would do really well. Because, I mean, you heard me rattle off a gazillion horror movies. And just apparently none of them made any money. Apparently, I feel really bad for all those very talented people who made no money.
Let's go backwards. Do you want to try any more guesses before we go?
Let's get to the clues where you basically tell me, but like in a, you know.
All right, number 10. Came out in 92, but very famous vampire.
Famous vampire?
Yes. Maybe the most famous vampire. In fact, I think he is the most.
Dracula?
That's most right. Dracula, yeah. Number 10. You said number Blair Witch. You said it too. Number 7. It is a sequel. And the original happens to be number 6 as well. So 6 and 7.
Okay. So it's a sequel.
Let's get another lineman. Fashnu from Penn State.
You said Jets? Let's go Jets.
Yes, more production than Rodgers. Another Samoan, too. Part of the bloodline.
They're all part of the bloodline eventually. It's a sequel.
The sequel and the original are there. Serial killer. Has a serial killer. Jodie Foster's Anthony Hopkins.
Oh. What a loser I am. It's Hannibal.
That's right. At 7. Yeah. And number 6 is its original.
Silence of the Lambs.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got Alien, you got It, you got Jaws 1 and Jaws 2. Number 1, Ryan, think about 70s horror films.
70s horror films.
Has to do with religion in this one.
Children of the Corn?
No. The Power of Christ religion. Compels You.
Oh, The Exorcism.
That's number 1. That's the highest grossing film, horror film, adjusted for inflation at $2.8 billion.
Not a ton of gore on that list. That's an interesting thing, right?
Yeah, mostly suspense.
A lot of suspense and stuff. Paranormal. I mean, Jaws. Jaws is gory, right? A lot of blood and Jaws.
At the end.
when the shark attacks.
Yes, but paranormal. A lot of these are paranormal films. Stuff like that, freaky, blah blah blah.
Yeah, interesting. So keep that in mind, would be horror directors. Too much blood's not gonna sell. You're gonna end up poor, like John Carpenter or Wes Craven.
Did you name me the top 10 baldest cities? This is the percentage of baldest male population that has male baldness. So seriously, there's a top 10 list, all famous countries, and these are the baldest cities.
Sure.
Tell me the top 10. I said baldest countries. That's my
Okay.
So, Ryan, can you name me the top 10 baldest countries in the world?
Sure. Let's say Russia.
No, Russia's not. See Russia. Russia is number 18 at 38% of the population is bald.
Where do we 38%
this list
of Russia
is comes
bald.
From the Meteor Survey of 2023.
All right, I'm going to say United States of America. Where do we land? I want to calibrate here. 42%
of the countries, 42% of males are bald in the United States.
A lot of bald Brits. Let's say the UK.
The United Kingdom is 12 at 40%.
Ah, okay, fell out of that top 10. Another group of bald folks. What's a hot place? A lot of people might be intentionally bald if it's hot. Maybe somewhere in Africa. Or like Australia. I feel like people have hair. Australia? It's hot there.
Australia is number 9.
Okay, good there job. We are.
Number 9 at 40.8%.
Okay. I'm just thinking of heat, right? Like heat is my index for right now. What about... Let's take a stab at Brazil. A lot of people in Brazil. Just big numbers. No. Okay.
Brazil is not on this list at all.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, yes, it is at 22.
Okay. I'm about to say, good for you, Brazil. Keep an eye on your hair. Is there any all right, I'm just going to ask for one clue right now. Is there any African countries on this list in the top 10?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I figured. Let's look. Let's think down. Let's go South Africa. That's the furthest
down.
Sorry,
I apologize. No, it's not. No, it's not.
African countries.
We have number 1, Europe. Number 2, Europe. Number 3, Europe. Number 5, Europe. Number 6, Caribbean, number 7, North America, number 8, Europe, number 9, you got Australia, number 10, Europe. So you got just European, you have European, one North American, and
we got one, the North American one, because that was us, right?
Sorry, there's a second one. These are the ones we already got.
A second one. Well, that's only two options, so let's go for that. Canada?
That's right, at 7, 40.9.
Okay. Back into Europe. So it's not hot in Europe, which is unfortunate for the Europeans, because this is
one of these places is very hot in the Caribbean. Their country is very, their country is often in the FIFA World Cup finals. I think they were in like the last four final fours, or at least the last two. It starts with a C.
C. Caribbean nation that starts with a C. No, but stop. That we'll come back to that, because now I'm going to get stuck. Give a long pause. Go back to Europe. That's where I was trying to go before. Not going to ruin the plan here. All right. What about Germany?
That's right. Number 5.
Okay. Looking at bald people. Who are famous bald people? France.
Number 3.
Okay. I think there was one more Europe that I didn't get, right?
There's a few more Europe you still got to get.
Let's go with Scotland. Or did we count that in the UK? We counted that in the UK.
UK. No,
yeah. So Ireland, then.
Uh-uh.
All right. Italy's pretty hairy. I would be shocked if Italy's on this list.
Italy's number 2.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is not my... I guess the hair doesn't have to be on your head to be hairy. That's a fair point. Okay. Is it bad? I'm like trying to think of what are the whiter countries. I feel like it's going to be like a Scandinavian country. Like, I don't know. Norway.
Number 10 is Norway.
Okay. Let's head back to the Caribbean. She said it started with the C, and they're always in the... That doesn't actually, to be honest with you, help me, the FIFA clue. What even is that? Oh, Costa Rica.
No. It starts with a C, ends in an A.
Oh, Cuba, then.
No.
I'd also like to point out, though, not obviously you said no already, but Costa Rica starts with a C and ends with an A.
What is this one?
So does Cuba. who's good at soccer in the Caribbean?
You give up yet?
On this one? Yeah, I definitely don't know the
Croatia.
Caribbean. That's not the Caribbean. That's Europe.
Yes, it is. The Bahamas.
Croatia? No, that's by Turkey.
What do you have right here? Well, you wouldn't have gotten it anyways.
No, probably not. Croatia. All I know about Croatia is the below deck Mediterranean. The okay. Boats are there. I would have never assumed that everybody was bald in Croatia.
I apologize for the mess up here.
No, that's
fine. But Croatia.
Is this the last one?
No, you still have the number 1 and number 8 and number 9. Number 9, you already named in another list.
I already named it in another list. Unfortunately, I named every country in the list. What about Portugal? They're kind of bald, I bet.
No Portugal.
Interesting.
Wrestling's big in this country. And continent.
Oh, Japan. Or
no.
But Japan's not a continent. I said Japan before you said continent. Australia was the only country / continent.
That's right, number 9.
I thought I said that one already. That doesn't matter. But not Japan, right? Japan's not on this list?
No Japan.
Okay. What about... Let's go with Germany. Oh, I've said Germany already.
Number 8 is 2 words, by the way.
2 words for number 8. A country that's 2 words. So, Papua New Guinea. That's three words. No, it's not. It's two words. Papua New Guinea is two words. South Korea. We said that in another list.
Nuh-uh.
Another two-worded one. What's the non-two-worded one? Where's that one located at?
Europe. So these are both European countries.
Oh, jeez. They're both European countries. Poland.
Nuh-uh.
I've only ever met people with hair from Poland. I apologize to the Polish people for calling you bald. Sweden's got all their hair. Finland's got all their hair. Denmark's got all their hair. We already said Norway. That wasn't one of them. Spain.
Yep, number one is Spain.
Really? I wonder why that is. Scientists, you should tell us why Spain has no hair. And the last one is two words. Based out of Europe. Czechoslovakia. That's not a place, though.
Almost.
Czech Republic.
That's right. You
Yeah.
got it, Ryan. Great work, Ryan. Great work. Let's do one more. And let me make sure, let me pull this list up. Hold up, just one second. All right, you ready, Ryan?
I am ready.
This is the top 10 most fun cities in the United States. Top 10
Okay.
most fun cities in the United States, according to WalletHub.com. So let's do it, Ryan. Top 10 most fun cities in America.
Real quick, shout out to, is Adam the one who wrote this? Adam McCann?
That's right. Yes, it is.
I worked at WalletHub.
Well, he made this list and he got a score, and
Okay, sorry.
this also has a top 10 nightlife and party ranks, cost ranks, entertainment ranks.
Adam is very, very talented. I'm not laughing because of Adam. I'm laughing because you definitely forgot that I worked at WalletHub when you pulled this
I knew
list up.
it was something. I thought Wild Hub, Nerd Hub, something, but I'll just go for it.
Fine. All righty. Well, let me see. I'm gonna say New York City.
Number 10.
10 is the lowest?
New York City is the 10th most fun city in the United States.
All right, Los Angeles.
No Los Angeles here.
Ooh, I don't know if I agree with that one. Not a wall up there. Well, they used to be based here. However, or no, you know what? No. We're gonna inside baseball here. They moved to this city because it was more fun. So I'm gonna say Miami is on this list.
Nope. Just kidding.
No.
No, Miami is
Oh.
number three.
Okay. And just for my own, just to see, Washington, D.C.
I don't have Washington here.
Okay. Like I said,
Washington is 15.
they left Washington to go to Miami because Miami is more fun. That was a real meeting we really had. Okay. What do I think the most fun city is on this list?
In the
A
United
list where,
States.
a list where Los Angeles didn't make it, and Miami's number three.
Oh, all these are definitely very fun places.
Oh, I'm
I
sure.
could tell.
What about San Francisco?
That's right, number five, San Francisco.
This city I actually really like, Seattle.
No.
Okay, figured I'd ask. Figured I'd throw it out there. Let's just keep go to the Northeast again. We'll do Boston,
No, Boston.
Philadelphia.
No Philly,
Okay.
stupid city.
Philly's actually one of my favorite cities. Not for sports, but as a city. Charlotte.
No Charlotte.
I thought I had. Oh, Atlanta. That's gotta be on there.
Atlanta's number four.
Okay. Moving right along. Stay in the South. New Orleans.
That's right, number six.
Okay. Texas has got to have at least one, if not two. So
one Texas city here.
Okay. Austin.
Seven. Number okay, seven. Okay, perfect. Austin.
And so we got Texas out of the way. I was like, there's gonna be a Texas one. What about, let's head up a little to the Mile High State, right? Let's go Denver, Colorado.
Nuh-uh.
No. Ooh. Okay. Throwing for a loop, but I'm keeping my momentum. Phoenix, Arizona. Why not? All right, I may have to head back east. I may have gone too far west. Unless there's more in California. I've only gotten two in California. Oh, actually, I've only gotten one in California.
You got the one Californian city.
I guess two, and there's only the one. So, but you're saying there's only one California city, so San Diego's not on there. Okay. There's no way Portland's on there. Is Portland on there?
No.
Okay. You laughed. So I was no like, way. Oh.
Hey, Ryan, look who's on. Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers has joined.
Oh, good. Don't. I don't want to hear him. I said, for the world to know, I am one Aaron Rodgers Tuesday away from being a Buffalo Bills fan. I am one Aaron Rodgers Tuesday away from being a Buffalo Bills fan. Oh, my God. Minneapolis.
No, 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 no. What's another big Midwest town?
Big Midwest town? Green Bay.
No.
That's not big. Chicago. They're in the Midwest.
Yes, number eight.
Nowhere in Ohio is the right answer. So let's go.
Only one city's out of the Continental.
Ah, that's a good shout. I would have forgotten all about Honolulu.
Number nine.
It's not freaking Juneau, tell you that much. all right, how many do I have left?
You got one. Just one. Well, you got the top two. You're missing the top two.
I got the top two. The top two most fun cities. I feel like I've said a lot of fun cities.
To be honest, it's blatantly obvious what number one is.
Oh, Las Vegas.
Yes.
Okay.
What's number two?
All right.
Do you want any hints?
No, let's give it one more guess. I can shout a city name one more time before I need a hint, I think. It's got to be, oh, I'm such a silly. Nashville.
No, brother.
No! Nashville. Goodness.
Nashville. I don't even see Nashville here.
That's Music Row right there. Grand Ole Opry, lots of bars. If you're lucky, Morgan Wallen will throw a chair at you.
Not this time.
Okay. So, fun city. I feel like I'm out of southern cities.
Yes, this is a southern city.
It is a southern. Charleston.
No.
We had a coworker from Charleston, though. Oh, I'll hope. His name is Chip. Anyway. Okay, southern city, focus. Not Florida, because we already got Miami. Not Georgia. We said New Orleans, so not Louisiana. It's not Oklahoma. Nothing in Oklahoma is good. Not Texas.
Eastern southern state.
But it's not either Carolina.
You already named one of the states here.
Oh, I've already named a city from the state and I was wrong?
You were right. Miami, what's another famous Florida city?
Oh, Orlando.
Number two. Good work, Ryan. I think we could call this a day.
We learned a lot
about a lot of things. And we appreciate all the work and all the great things as we take a nice little break from trending topics. But you killed it, Ryan. Great work. And Let's have some more good times ahead next week. Thank you so much, Ryan. We'll see you soon.
See you soon, Matt.